Good morning, guys. How are you? Welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Daily Juice podcast. My name is Matt Perrault. You can follow me on Twitter at SportsTalkMatt. And Daily Juice is being brought to you by BetMGM. And every morning you find us right here on bettingpros.com. Here's a little tip, guys. If you ever see that the podcast has not posted on your Apple or Stitcher or whatever, 99.9% of the time, the podcast will have posted. And maybe you're just looking at a difficult, I don't know, Apple did an update on all their phones. So maybe there was a problem with your podcasting app because a lot of you reached out and said, hey, where's the podcast? If you go to bettingpros.com, the podcast is always at the bottom of the website. They post it. They post a Spotify player at the bottom of the site. So you'll always see the Daily Juice on bettingpros.com. So if you don't have it for whatever reason, if you're like, man, what the heck's going on? You can always go to bettingpros.com on your server, your podcast, your iPhone, your iPad, whatever, computer. You can go and get the Daily Juice right there. So I apologize for that. I don't know what happened with that last night. That was kind of strange. But we posted. We always do it every day. Remember, I did this podcast from a hospital. So I will always have this podcast up every single day for us for the Daily Juice. Now, to recap last night. Last night was a pain in the neck. And hopefully you live bet Tampa at halftime, because there was all sorts of good money out there to live bet. So I was able to make up the 0.54 units that I lost last night on the podcast plays in game. And it's Tom Brady, it's the Giants, and it's the Bucks. And yeah, so I wanted to be up a lot last night, and I wanted to have a really good night. And I felt like we were going really strong. The Tampa Bay defense is why we bet that two-leg teaser, same game teaser. So we had it. All we needed was that interception, two of them, to happen for us. We needed two interceptions. We needed Daniel Jones to get picked off. And both, I don't know what happened to those defenders, but they simply just dropped the football. And then Danny Dimes throws, I mean, he is feast or famine, man. But he threw a really good pass, and they score a touchdown. Two-point conversion does not go, but the Tampa Bay money line cashes. So you get plus money on that. And, well, hopefully you got involved with that. If you were with us on the Discord chat, you saw a lot of us talking about taking Tampa on the money line because, look, down 14-3, that was going to be, you know, if the Bucks lose that game, my goodness. I've got a bet on them winning more than 9.5 games. So I was sitting there going like, wait a minute, guys, this is a game that I chalked up as a W. You can't lose that. But for the podcast, we go 2-2. Gronk prop hits. So does the Brady prop. So those two props come home for us. The half a unit on the first half, -7 for Tampa, does not hit. And the half a unit on the two-leg teaser, teased down to 6. And then the under 51 does not hit for us. So even if that game went to overtime, we would have lost the teaser bet because it would have gone over. So just a, you know, kind of a crap night, 2-2, but down because of the units. So down 0.54 units last night. So not the way we wanted to start the week by any means. So not a good week last week, not a great start to the week this week. So here's what's going on for this week. We have nothing on the schedule tonight. Just zip. So we got 4 games in the MAC on Wednesday. I'm going to talk about 2 of them here today, and then I'm going to talk about 2 of them tomorrow. I'm going to tell you right now that I'm going to have fun with these games. I am not a MAC football expert. They have not played. We don't know about practice. This is as blind gets. So this is just to have some skin in the game, okay? This is just to have some fun. And I mean tiptoe into this. I don't want to hear a single thing if, Matt, you were wrong, what the hell, blah, blah, blah. All right? I'm warning you ahead of time that this is just college football. This is just to have some fun. This is just throwing around some beer money here at this game and, you know, maybe like a lunch for you and your wife or something, like, or you and your girlfriend. Like, nothing serious we're talking about here. We're not putting down $500 on MAC football, okay? Let's be smart about this and let's understand what's going on for a conference that's a lot of fun to bet on, but for a conference that, well, we don't know what the hell they're going to look like. So MAC action on Wednesday. There are 4 games, 2 of them tonight I will play. I will play the other two tomorrow on the Wednesday edition of the Daily Juice podcast. But before we talk about the two games for the MAC tonight here, a little business. Let's announce the winner of the Clyde Edwards-Helaire autographed Chiefs helmet. We're going north of the border, baby. Matt from Ontario, congratulations. You have won the Clyde Edwards-Helaire autographed helmet thanks to the Daily Juice and Betting Pros. On top of that, Matt reached out to me on the Discord channel and said that he is also a subscriber to the podcast live stream on YouTube, the Betting Pros YouTube channel. He's a subscriber. So he's won $50 on top of the helmet thanks to Clyde Edwards-Helaire, that victory, and he gets $50 from Pristine Auctions as well for being a YouTube subscriber. That could be you, because I'm here to announce the next giveaway that will happen throughout the month of November. At the end of November, we're giving away an autographed Davante Adams Packers helmet. Yes, boys and girls, we are giving away a Davante Adams autographed Packers helmet. Let's go. That is awesome. And you'll get $50 if you're a subscriber to the YouTube channel, so you might get in. If you've already left a review, you're already entered, okay? You're already there. We are approaching 350 reviews. I would love to see this get to 400 reviews as we get to the Davante Adams. If you are new to the podcast, and there are a lot of you who are new, this is awesome. We're always growing week over week, really month over month. More and more people are jumping in here with the Daily Juice. So if you are new, here's the contest to win the Davante Adams autographed Packers helmet, thanks to Pristine Auctions. You're going to go to Apple Podcast or Stitcher. You're going to leave a review. Positive, negative, it does not matter. Okay? Leave a review. Screenshot it. Then you're going to go to bettingpros.com/juice. Bettingpros.com/juice. Fill out the form. Drop the picture in. And you're entered. It's as easy as that. And then you want to be also a subscriber to the YouTube channel, because we're going to ask you to show us that you're a subscriber. If you are, you'll win the helmet and you'll win the $50 gift card from Pristine Auctions, which is exactly what Matt from Ontario, Canada won. Very cool. I told you the Daily Juice was international. You guys didn't listen, right? No, you did. I'm kidding. But just really cool. That just is so flippin' awesome. I'm so excited for Matt, and he's really psyched. He won it. I mean, that's going to be potentially the rookie of the year. And a guy that's got a really big career for the KC Chiefs. So very, very cool for Matt from Ontario for winning the autographed Clyde Edwards-Helaire helmet from Ontario, Canada. And our next giveaway begins tonight for the month of November for Davante Adams of the Packers. Autographed Davante Adams helmet to be given away. So go and do that review, Apple Podcasts or Stitcher, bettingpros.com/juice. All right, guess what? Tomorrow, when you guys read the book report, you're going to hear all about the state of Tennessee. Did you know that the first bet made at FanDuel in the state of Tennessee was a 10-cent wager? Not like vernacular for $1,000. No, 10-cent wager. yes, 10 cents to win 8 cents. That was an actual bet. The first bet ever in the state of Tennessee, which is really kind of odd. But somebody reached out to me and said, Matt, I'm in Tennessee. I'm trying to use the Juice 100 promo code on BetMGM. Can I do it? And I said, I don't know. Let me see. Well, we went and checked, and lo and behold, here we go. Here's an offer for Tennessee. You're now legal, and you are now into the Daily Juice, Juice 100 promo code on Thursday for Thursday Night Football. You got the Packers involved. Here we go, right? Packers, if you're a Packer fan, you want the Davante Adams helmet. It's kind of a Packer thing here on Thursday. You're going to bet $1 on either team on Thursday Night Football to score a touchdown. Bet $1 on the money line, and you will win $100 if either team scores a touchdown. It gets paid out in free bets. It is available in the states of Colorado, New Jersey, Indiana, West Virginia, and Tennessee. Welcome to the party with BetMGM. Very cool. I have high hopes for what's going to happen with Tennessee. Either team, money line, $1. Win $100 if either team wins. Excuse me, either team scores a touchdown. Paid out in free bets at BetMGM. Very cool. Go to BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. That promo code JUICE100, very important. You must remember it. Terms and conditions are on BetMGM.com. You must be 21 years or older and physically located in Tennessee, Colorado, Indiana, New Jersey, or West Virginia. Please gamble responsibly. If you have a gambling problem, please call 1-800-522-4700 in Colorado and Nevada, 1-800-GAMBLER in New Jersey and West Virginia, or 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. All righty, let's get into what is happening tonight. Western Michigan is taking on Akron. The line is 18. Eastern Michigan is taking on Kent State. The line is 6. Kent State is minus 6, and Western Michigan is minus 18. Again, we're going to have some fun with this, okay? Western Michigan's one of the better offensive teams. At least they were last year. They opened up 6-0, okay? And they can score. They're undefeated when they scored more than 35 points last year. Let me correct myself. So can Akron do anything? I mean, Akron was horrific last year. One of the worst, if not the worst, college football teams in all of college football. Folks made a lot of money betting consistently against Akron last year. If you were following gambling Twitter, you probably saw everyone just hammering against Akron, saying Akron stinks, Akron stinks. Well, look it. We don't know year to year if that's going to continue. We don't know if Akron has suddenly become good. We don't know if Western Michigan is going to keep going here. We don't know if, you know, they're going to keep on feeding their talented stars. Will Akron come out and be able to stop Western Michigan? I don't know here, okay? On the other side, Eastern Michigan taking on Kent State. Last year, Kent State just kind of grinded out, and they played tough and hard football. The Golden Flashes won last year 34-26 between these two teams. I mean, Kent State's got a decent quarterback. You know, Eastern Michigan is, you know, they're okay in certain spots. Offensive line's okay. But again, we just don't know what these teams are going to do. So this is my for fun, half a unit, two-team teaser, okay? Like I said, I'm just doing this to have fun because I've got no bleeping idea what these teams are going to do. I am taking Western Michigan, and I am teasing them down to minus 12, thinking they're going to cover, score by more than two touchdowns, okay? Taking that, Western Michigan against Akron, going from 18, six-point teaser, down to 12, and I'm taking Eastern Michigan, catching 6 from Kent State, and I'm going to tease it up to plus 12, okay? It's even money. Half a unit, even money on this two-leg teaser. This is MAC football, guys. This is simply because there's not much going on, and it's a chance to bet on games on Wednesday. I've got the other two games, and maybe I'll like them more, and maybe I'll go ahead and have two more plays, or maybe we'll go full unit. But I just, as we go into MAC football, look, we're confused about Pac-12 games starting this week. Like, what will the Pac-12 look like? It's even uglier. We're talking about MAC football coming in and some of these kids, who knows what they're going to look like, who knows how much practice time they've gotten in. It's been a really rough run of it. So I'm not going to get involved too much here. I'm not going to get myself too whacked out and crazy. I'm just going to tease down a favorite. I'm going to tease up a dog. We're going with the Michigan two-team teaser. That's what we're calling this, okay? The state of Michigan two-team teaser here for Western Michigan, Eastern Michigan, minus 12 and plus 12. For Wednesday, okay, this is Tuesday morning's podcast. This is for Wednesday. There are two other games that we would talk about coming up on tomorrow's podcast. So there's definitely more football to break down. We'll have four games going. We'll be able to watch these four games, and we'll be able to get together and go, all right, so we have four football games on a Wednesday to watch. We'll have action on, hopefully, well, I will have action on all of them, just not direct action. So we've got Ball State in Miami of Ohio also on Wednesday. And we've got Bowling Green in Toledo also. So there are two games with big spreads and two games with small spreads. So I'm going to take one of each here today for a Tuesday with Western Michigan at Akron laying 18 and Eastern Michigan at Kent State catching 6. Two-leg teaser, 6 points, half a unit, even money, plus 6 to plus 12 for Eastern Michigan and minus 18 to minus 12 for a half a unit for Western Michigan for our State of Michigan two-team teaser here on a Tuesday morning for the Daily Juice. One quick thing on the election, and if you have not voted this morning, if you were thinking about, oh man, I'm just too busy, rethink that. Go vote. If you are 18 in this country, if you are eligible to vote, people have died in this country for the right to do and give you that right. It is your civic duty. I know you have to work probably, go to school. I know you're busy. Maybe the weather sucks. Maybe it's cold. Maybe it's hot. Maybe the line's long. I get all that. Make a plan, pack a lunch, get to the polls, okay? It's part of our duty of being an American. If you have to drop your ballot off, please find a way to do so. Do it safely, but find a way to get to the polls. Find a way to cast your vote and find a way to be part of the American election process. It is very important. If you are somebody who is looking for things to bet, okay? If you are somebody who is interested in those things or you want to make a side bet with a relative, okay? One of the better values is the state of Nevada at plus 350 to plus 400 to go red. Nevada going red is a bet that a lot of people like a lot. And as I live here, I can tell you that it probably will go to Trump coming up tomorrow. Now, I think Biden wins Pennsylvania. So you got Pennsylvania to Biden. If you want to go with a blue state, that number I think was somewhere around like minus 115, minus 120 for Biden to go and win Pennsylvania. Biden's a 2-to-1 favorite to win the presidency. It's a pretty good bet, okay? It's a little heavy on the juice, I know, but it's a pretty good bet. The state of Texas, I mean, Texas was minus 300. It went up to 450 yesterday, so it climbed. But, you know, Trump to win Texas is a pretty good bet as well if you want to do that. You want to go through that. And also, Lindsey Graham to win in South Carolina. Everyone's talking about Jamie Harrison. He's got a lot of money, but most likely not going to win South Carolina. I'm not going to win that Senate seat in South Carolina. Lindsey Graham most likely wins. So that's another one maybe. It's kind of heavy juice, but that maybe is another one you want to bet. So if you're just someone who is inclined, okay, to look at longer shots, longer issues, if you are a Trump supporter, that does not mean you're going to lose tomorrow. That just means the betting markets are against you 2-to-1 for Biden to win. But Hillary Clinton was an 80% likely winner in 2016, and Trump won. This time around, you've got about a 66, 67% chance for Biden with a 33% chance for Trump to win. So we got better odds to win re-election than he had the first time around. So that doesn't mean anything really from a poll perspective, from a betting perspective. That's just where the betting markets are for the election. My name is Matt Perrault. To recap again what we're doing, Western Michigan down to 12, Eastern Michigan up to 12, our state of Michigan two-team teaser for Wednesday's MAC action here on a Tuesday. Follow me on Twitter, at Sports Talk Matt. We'll pick the other two games playing on Wednesday for the MAC coming up on tomorrow's podcast. You can always find the Daily Juice every morning. It's on bettingpros.com. It's always being brought to you by BetMGM.